sure you support this movement. Get involved. Turn off channel zero at MySpace. I'll see you there.
But we weren't stupid. We know they were gunning for us. So rather than outright kill us,
behind bars, or you could say real rock from the rock, an unusual musical happening in a most unusual place.
Hip-hop is like having a house. Like this is our house, and we call it hip-hop. We invite all the other cultures in, and they run through our house like we ain't got rules and regulations. Now you think of your personal house. When you let people come in your house, you relegate them to two rooms, am I right or wrong? Sit your ass in the living room, and if you gotta go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom and come back. Right or wrong? But these people, we invited them into hip-hop, and they're running rampant through our house. They're looking up all under the mattress and through the drawers and all that matters. No, sit your behind down. What's wrong with hip-hop is what's wrong with us. If we straighten ourselves out, hip-hop would be all right. We ain't got no problem with that. But other people need to mind their damn business. You laugh too damn much, Negro, for real. Every damn morning, this dude is just laughing with all his guests. They laugh too damn much. What is it that they know that we don't know? Because we need to tell him that when they come to get us, they're coming to get your ass, too. Seriously.
Please bring on with a standing ovation.
pay a whole lot of Negro to do a whole lot of madness. So I want to ask y'all a question. Who stole the song? Black music, white business. That's what hip-hop has become. So these brothers and sisters during the golden era spoke truth to power. And we need to give them a round of applause. Ex-Clan, Super Soldier, more righteous teachers like Kim Shabazz, Grand Newman, Garris One, Queen Latifah, Paris, Cam, Eric, me, and Doc Kim. And Elijah Muhammad said, if you knew better, you would do better. So in slavery, coming up out of slavery, even on the plantation, we made songs that had pregnant, hidden meaning to them. That all you had to do was learn a song and you knew the strategy, right or wrong. So if you sang Steal Away, wasn't talking about stealing away. That was a strategy that we hid in the song. Are you following me? Gatekeepers supposed to be representing the gatekeepers to explain and interpret some of the scripture to our young people, failing our duty, and look what happens to us as young people. Let me tell you something, man. If you're all in the car, you're driving, and the beach bus pull you over, I call the police some other names, but y'all don't want to hear that tonight. When they pull you over, you are caught behind enemy lines. Act like it. Are you following me? And if you're caught behind enemy lines, act like a soldier. You ain't being no punk because you say yes, sir, and no, sir. Are you following me? You outmanned and you outgunned. You're in enemy territory. So let's act accordingly. Don't bark. You understand what I'm saying? Show them your driver's license. Show them your registration. Show them your insurance card. You ain't got to get smart. You ain't got to ask the question that we all know. Why are you pulling me over, officer? You know why they're pulling you over. You got the genetic material that can destroy them. It's something that you don't even see on the surface, but they see. Look, I'm not here to play. Call me 678-557-29. I'm not lying to you. This is real. I don't make this stuff up. Are you following me? Because in their mind, they see Malcolm. They see Mark. They see Nat Turner. They see the Mau Mau. They see the Black Panther Party. They see Huey Newton. Are you following me? See, I told you weren't going to like me after this, but that's cool. I got enough friends. I'm fine. When you do pick up the mic, you need to know and understand that if we find you disrespecting our sisters and our mothers and our grandmothers and our people, we're going to come get your ass for real. Seriously. You're not going to take this mic and disrespect us as people. We sit idly by and act like you ain't doing this. We're going to bring your black behind to the table of accountability with a quickness. Because some of us ain't scared. And some of us don't want your damn autograph and a picture with you. Listen, if y'all didn't want me to come tell the truth, don't invite my ass, all right? For real. Don't invite me. Sisters, you know these people on these records are disrespecting you. To the window, to the wall. To the what? To the sweat runs off my balls. Come on, y'all. But sister, you the same one in the club dancing to this madness. Are you following me? What happened now? This music bypasses your conscious and indeed your subconscious mind and you run to the dance floor. I know y'all knew y'all got peer pressure. I know you want to feel your iPods and all this kind of madness with these kind of songs. But I'm telling you, these songs are doing something to the frequency inside of your makeup that you have. What is that process called? Programming, right or wrong? The music does something to your vibratory frequency. It's my DJ with no DJ in the damn video. Are you following me? Who's this? Who the hell is this little dude, the Superman dude? What is his name? Who? Soldier Boy. Talk about super soaked at home. Yo, that's very offensive, seriously. And if we're not gonna be men enough to stand up and check this dude, then we got a serious problem. So Man at the Bar Con said one rap song from you is worth 1,000 of my speeches. And he asked the audience that day, would you take the responsibility of being leaders of your people?
Come on.
A week later, they was acting a fool. Let me tell y'all something straight up. You're not gonna get too many more warnings now.
Right.
Are you following me? That's all but dried up. The sages and the messages that have come to us as a people, you're not getting too many more. Sister Soldier was right, we're at war.
Right.
These people have invaded your subconscious mind and they set up shop. You think you got a damn MySpace, they got a space in your damn mind.
Oh, This is OPO, and I'm here at the second annual Youth Summit, and I'm talking to
Sheree Bull, Arlen Service,
and Jefferson High School, right?
Yes.
Both of y'all Jefferson High School?
Right.
All right. Second annual Youth Summit. What was the Youth Summit about?
To me, personally, the Youth Summit was about bringing intellectual minds specifically in the youth and talking about the problems among Black America and coming up with solutions.
No doubt. Good. Professor Griff, how was he?
Oh my gosh, Professor Griff was eye-opening
to the truth.
Disney Channel, I love Disney movies, I love Pepsi, I love Coca-Cola, I just couldn't believe all the images I saw, and it's so true. So, and then the woman, like, with the woman like this, you know, and I was just like, oh my gosh, and then that lady was about to put her mouth on his thing on the ice cube, and that was publicized. That's so, it's crazy, and it's not like people know it's there and they're laughing at us, like, ha ha ha, we got you, you just don't know it, you know? It's kind of crazy. It's ridiculous. That's all.
So are you referring to the slide presentation and dealing with the images and some of the sub-images that's right in front of our faces, but we don't see?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That's
like,
subliminal messages.
Right. The subliminal messages.
I never
And those are messages that we need to see because now our society is torn down.
Do you believe that all teens should be able to see what Griff has to offer as far as his information?
Yes, definitely. You know, matter of fact, I'm trying to make him come. I'm going to ask him, hope that he comes to Jefferson High School and does that presentation like over and be as blunt as he was today, because we need, if we're the generation, we're the future, if you will, we need to know what to get ready, to get prepared for what's to come.
Not necessarily just the future, the present.
After seeing and being a part of this, what do you believe your responsibility is, or what are you going
to
do in the way of your peers?
To inform people, let them know what we've been taught is wrong, what we've been looking at, what we've seen. We need to let people know what it really is, because if we don't take it for what it is, they can really just tear our community down. They're already tearing us down. We're not gonna be anything in 10 years.
Okay.
What? I'm going.
At this point, we don't see, as last night, we don't see a lot of young Black males. How old are you?
I'm 17.
I'm 16.
We don't see a lot of young Black males that are out there.
Right.
That's your age. What are you guys going to do as sisters to bring in more Black males so they can get this knowledge?
I want to tell them the truth. I want to tell them sooner or later, if you don't stand up, I honestly believe that the Black woman will be dominant, because we're getting there. We're getting there. I feel like nowadays everything has to be put on the Black woman, put on the Black, which is wrong. Back then when elders had told me it's meant for the man to be in control, but the women to be the backbone. And so now it's vice versa. Well, to be honest, now it's just the Black woman. Where is the Black man? I feel like we need to challenge them mentally.
So the elders told you that?
Right.
No doubt. All right, give me your names and your ages again.
Okay. Sheree Bull, I'm 16.
Arlen Service, I'm 17.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, OPO.
This is OPO here. I'm taking my man Professor Griff to the airport from the Youth Summit. What's going on, Griff?
How you feel, man? Everything is good. I left the youth summit today with this evening.
Well,
that good feeling, very good feeling.
Yes, sir. Hey, you know, the young people loved it. As you can tell, you know, we played a little clip from the youth checking it out. Tell me, what make you put those type of images together and why you believe those are important?
I think simply because everywhere I travel in the country, young people now, I think Jay-Z said that the 30s are the new 20s. And everywhere I go now, young people are listening to very mature, soft porn in these rap songs. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So we as educators, we gotta come harder to speak truth to power, to speak through the ignorance.
Man, and talk a little bit about some of the images and some of that lecture that you have, and how can people get that lecture?
Well, some of the images that I put together this time around to beef up the lecture so I can speak to educators to put this information in their hands so they can help educate and raise the conscious level of the young people. Some of the images I put together are some of the ads that some of the advertising agencies have put together for cigarette companies, for Coca-Cola, for Pepsi, for some of the soft drinks, some of the video games and this kind of thing. And they're very sexually explicit and suggestive images that they actually hide as subliminal messages made to feed your subconscious mind. So when I put those images together and I explain to people what they're designed to actually do, people are really taken back by it. And you're getting the kind of response that the young ladies that you just heard, you get that kind of response. And it's a very critical thing because we as the masses of the people here in America are unaware that advertising agencies are hooked up with multinational corporations and are paid millions of dollars to do exactly that. Create young consumers, perpetual consumers.
Right.
They want you to be loyal to brands from the time that you're 2 until the time that you're 102. And that's what it's designed to do, and it's working.
Well, tell me this. Yesterday we had Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown. Today we have Michael Jordan and people like Tiger Woods. They won't speak out on issues. Well, yesterday you had people that will speak out on issues. Talk about that and how that hook into exactly what you're talking about.
Well, basically, no other people on the planet look to their entertainers to be their leaders. And we have to understand that dynamic. Although I think those brothers that you mentioned are capable of leading, nonetheless, we don't look to the scientists among us. We don't look to the social scientists among us. We don't look to the teachers, the educators, those politicians that are well able and equipped. We don't look to some of the stronger religious and spiritual leaders in the community to lead us. We always look to the sports player and the entertainer to lead us as a people. And this is because our open enemy chooses our leaders for us. Back in the day, how did you know who the leader was? Before the cell phone, before the computer, before the iPod.
Right.
We knew because the black leader was in the black community doing the work that needs to be done. That's how we knew who the leader was.
Man. And at this point, hip-hop. How do you feel about hip-hop? What's going on? And you mentioned in your joint Soulja Boy and some of the things that he put out there as very negative.
Well, I think I spoke about racism, white supremacy, as Dr. Francis Cress Welsing teaches us. And that it's a power system. It's local and it's a global dynamic. And it's a system that's put in place. And it covers all the areas of people's activity. So when it comes to the area of entertainment, of course racism, white supremacy is going to pay artists like Soulja Boy, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Young, this one, Little, that one. They're going to pay them big money to perpetuate this kind of madness to keep us operating on a low frequency.
Do you believe the education system have any part or any role in the mindset and the mind state of the young people today?
Yes, simply because the educational system is not designed to elevate us to activate the God consciousness that's already in us. And this curriculum is not designed for that. If you look up the term education, which the Latin root to the word education is educare, meaning to draw out of. So as I taught the audience tonight, education is not something that you put in. Education is something that you draw out of the human. So God has deposited everything with inside every human being, everything you would need to be successful in this world's life and to activate the God consciousness. It's just that this curriculum is not designed to do that.
Tell me this, we are in a political season right now. I'm one of those Hillary haters, and I love Barack Obama. How do we, as radical people and understanding the system, how do we support a brother that we love doing very well in a system that we don't love?
I don't know. Well, I think it was once said that America loves the in people and hate black people. And as I said tonight, I don't see how in the world other cultures can love hip-hop but hate black people. I think the brother is doing a very magnificent job. And if he doesn't win, he's doing something else on a grander scale. He's showing other young black men that you can function and overcome this society, even in a political system that holds us back. Even in an educational system that holds us back, we can still make the necessary headway to free our people, even in the context of this system. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I look at Hillary, I look at McDuff, Bloomberg, Greenstein, and all these other people that are Hucklebees and Huckleberry Finn and all these other people that are running. I look at them as being two different wings of the same damn bird.
Right, my cocaine.
Right.
And I think it's real interesting you have a Barack Obama doing as well as he's doing. How is it that you have the elected officials and certain black leaders supporting the white woman, and as a matter of fact, one of the black Harlem papers supporting the white candidate, the black press, over the black candidate? And how is it that the people at 80-some+% are for Barack Obama, but a lot of the elected officials are not for the black candidate?
Well, I think they are politically, historically, and culturally impotent. I think these people need a checkup from the neck up. This is why it's so very important that hip-hop has a voice. So when these kind of people step up and they move and they make the kind of moves that they make, we in the hip-hop subculture in America and throughout the world, we need to voice our opinion. We need to checkmate that kind of madness, because I'm telling you, that whole Negro element needs to be neutralized.
How do you feel when they try to make Obama something other than a black man? They kill any black man, whether you mix with white or not, but at this point they see this brother succeeding. Now they try to make him like, well, I don't see black when I see Barack Obama. He's something other than black.
Well, with a name like Barack Obama, damn, I don't see how he can get around being black.
And a black woman for a wife.
Exactly. Even though I don't really approve of her hairstyles, nonetheless, that's a strong sister that's standing by her man.
Right. And got two little black daughters that he's going to think about when he's running the country.
Exactly. And I think, you know, we need to see that. We've seen it with Jesse Jackson. But beyond that, I'd like to ask you a question. Did we not know that there's two or three other people running for the presidency of the United States of America?
Cynthia McKinney, I totally support a whole lot. Who else are you talking about?
Well, I think Alan Keyes was there early on, and I think he kind of threw his hat in very early on. But nonetheless, we don't think about the independent parties. We don't think about the Green Party. We don't think about in voting as far as the independent ticket. And we need to look at these things not simply because we can galvanize enough numbers to win, but we can galvanize enough people and enough numbers and enough voters together to neutralize the other parties.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We have to think about the independent party. Absolutely. Yeah. At this point, where are you going next with your lectures, with your career, with the different things you got going on? I think you said you got a book coming out.
Right. Well, my book should be out within the next 60 days, The Psychological Covert War on Hip-Hop. And I'm hooking up with yours truly, Opio, here. We have to do a turn-off Channel Zero Part 2.
That's right.
And it has to be done because the attack is on and they have stepped it up, so we have to come back together, galvanize those minds across the country, and bring them back together to at least defend us and defend ourselves and defend our people against these negative images. As you've seen tonight in my lecture, we have to be able to defend ourselves from this onslaught and this attack from these multinational corporations who want to dumb down hip-hop and who want to, at least, matter of fact, who want to insult our women and our people. We have to defend ourselves.
No doubt. And if people wanted to get in contact with you, they wanted to get your lectures, they wanted to get you to come and speak and pay a nice honorarium and all that stuff like they should do to protect the brother,
right?
What can they do?
Just give me a call at 678-557-2919. Once again, 678-557-2919. Or just email me, Professor Griff at headquarters. That's Professor Griff, headquarters HDQTRZ.com. Professor Griff at headquarters.com. Go to Public Enemy's website or go to www.headquarters.com or MySpace, Professor Griff of Public Enemy.
No doubt. Hey, Professor Griff, I really appreciate it, brother.
Yes, give thanks. Revolution is not an event, it's a process. 100.
Peace.
So blessed are those that struggle, oppression is worse than the grave. It's better to live for a noble cause than to live and die a slave. Thank you very much for having me. Masaki Sana, I saw my name, peace, y'all. Peace.
Guess what? Game over. Check me.
Take the radical one, Professor Griffin, get him out of here. Take the radical one, Professor Griffin, get him out of here. Take the radical one, Professor Griffin, get him out of here. Take the radical one, Professor Griffin, get him out of here. Take the radical one, Professor Griffin, get him out of here. Take the radical one.